This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the back for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome to the Ray Program. Phone lines open for beeswax. Get on board if you'd like. 844-RAY-SHOW. That's the telephone number. 844-729-7469. Also emails. We've got a bunch in over the weekend. Emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Simply click on the Ask Ray button. I will be getting to several of those emails, hopefully, later on in the show today. Although we do have a very interesting business spotlight segment coming up a little bit later in the show. These legal consultants, litigation consultants, and the person that I'll be interviewing has got a very interesting business. And I want to learn about the business model, especially when we just saw the parole hearings for O.J. Simpson just the other day. Whether you liked it or you didn't like it, he's getting out after what? Serving almost 9 years in prison for really something that I think if you or I did what he did, it would not have been good. And we would have got time in prison, but probably not 33 years. So I want to ask him about that. Are judges actually solving other problems from the bench? Because I think most of us would also agree that O.J. is guilty of sin on the original crime. But was the judge right in actually levying such a huge penalty, 33 years? In either event, I want to ask him about that and his business as we spotlight a business litigation consultant. But we start today with a decade after the Great Recession, 1 in 3 in the U.S. still haven't recovered, and fund managers now are most underweight in U.S. stocks since back in 2008. Are the two related? Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. That's what we do here on this show, and we try to play some pretty good tunes along the way. Curtis, have you got some good tunes lined up for us, buddy?
I think so.
I sure hope so. Okay, so let's start with this. A decade after the Great Recession, 1 in 3 in the U.S. still haven't recovered. That's pretty dismal when you think of how well the markets have done over the past few years. But here is what the report says. Women, African Americans, and low-income people have taken the hardest hit, with 25% of women, 26% of African Americans, and 37% of those earning less than $30,000 per year saying they would not be able to pay their bills within 1 month of being unemployed. The survey was conducted by EMC Research for Country Financial. One of the reasons for the slow recovery is job skills gap. You know, this is really, really important. If you happen to be on the low end of the wage scale, if you happen to be one of those a high percentage of individuals that have not recovered since the Great Recession, chances are you don't have a bunch of money sitting in a 401k plan. Chances are you don't have a bunch of money left over at the end of the month that you can, quote, invest in this growing economy, at least this economy that has delivered serious double-digit returns since the end of the recession, which frankly ended March of 2009 or somewhere thereabouts. Certainly the bear market ended in March of 2009. Let's see, that's 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I mean, come on. That's 8 years of potential growth that you've been left out of because what? There's a huge gap in pay. You need to upgrade your job. It's as simple as that. We talk about jobs in this country. There are plenty of jobs, and there have been plenty of jobs, even when the unemployment rate was significantly higher than, you know, like 4.5%. There were still plenty of jobs, but not plenty of people with the skills to fill those jobs. So there's a couple of things here. Just yesterday, I had a meeting with a mom and a young man. The young man is 15 years old, and he is training as a dancer. He's phenomenal, by the way. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see him on Dancing with the Stars or The World of Dance or one of those dance things. But we had a lengthy conversation about Plan B, about dual tracking. You know, when I was his age, I wanted to be a football star. I was a pretty good football player. In fact, I got a college scholarship to play football. Because no one told me that 5'7", 140-pound quarterbacks made it in the NFL. Well, maybe Eddie LeBaron, a long, long, long time ago, who actually played golf with once upon a time. In either event, fortunately, I was smart enough to heed the advice of very, very smart people in my family who said, you know what? Being a football star or a rock and roll star, because that was the other thing, my two aspirations in life was playing sports and playing music, which, you know, if you make it to the top of the pack, I'm sure Peyton Manning's doing just fine right now, right? I'm sure that he's doing just fine. He's quarterback, you know? Now he's kind of an old-timer, but not bad. Brady, he's doing pretty good. The quarterbacks do pretty well if they make it, but not very many of them do for any length of time at all. Rock stars? Yeah, sure. McCartney's done okay. But most of us that aspire to be rock stars and football and baseball and basketball heroes don't, and we don't make it. So there had to be a plan B, which my plan B evolved over time, and that's how I ultimately got into the financial business, because even then I went into teaching and coaching, which, you know, was fine if I was still young and single or young and married with maybe a kid, but I had four kids in 4 years, and unfortunately, that income wasn't going to cut it. So I dual-tracked and got my securities licenses and my insurance licenses and all that stuff, and created a whole new career, which ended up being okay, much better than the career that I had set out to create. So you have to look at this research, and say, you know what? Job skills, the job skills gap is what's really, really hurting individuals. We talk about college all the time and how important college is. But what about trade schools? I mean, you know, welders, plumbers in huge, huge demand. Nurses, huge demand. So you should have this conversation, a conversation like I had just yesterday with this young man and his mother. And, of course, they were really into it and would love for this young man to get a dance scholarship at UCLA or whatever, like this young man that I actually performed with this past weekend. I mean, I jammed for 2 hours and put $60 in my pocket, and it was mostly from tips. They don't pay you money to go down to the coffee shop and jam, but this kid is a virtuoso bass guitarist, and he's still studying at UCLA, and I'm sure he will do far better than I ever did in the music business because he is a phenom. But he put $60 in his pocket the other night too, and he is wicked good. So I want you to think about that as we ponder the decade after the Great Recession. 1 in 3 in the U.S. still haven't recovered. And a lot of that is due to the fact that they haven't recovered because they didn't have an emergency fund, because they couldn't pay a month's worth of bills with the funds that they did have. They didn't have access to a 401k plan, probably didn't put money in a Roth IRA, were nowhere near investing in the stock market to take advantage of serious double-digit returns. And even if over the next, over the last 7 or 8 years, they did upgrade, they missed out on all of that. So what you really, really need to do is evaluate where you are, because it is more about the income that you generate from your job and the surplus that you have that gives you the ability to invest and create a nest egg so that you're not left holding the bag the next go round. Okay, fund managers are the most underweight in the U.S. in U.S. stocks since 2008. We'll be back.
Other than Straight Talk Wireless, Straight Talk offers nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks, with no contracts, no credit checks, and no mystery fees. Get Straight Talk's unlimited talk, text, and the first 8 gigabytes of high-speed data, then 2G for $45 a month. Or bump it up to 12 gigabytes of high-speed data, then 2G for $55. With more high-speed data and great deals on the latest smartphones, like the Samsung Galaxy S8, you'll be able to capture and share your favorite memories, keep track of school commitments, and stay connected through family messaging apps. For more information, please refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com. That's straighttalk.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9. Plus.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deal. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow! $1.99?
Yes, Penny. Wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
news, fund managers are the most underweight. That's in U.S. stocks. I've seen a lot of overweight fund managers, by the way. I used to be one. Anyway, fund managers are the most underweight U.S. stocks since 2008. According to Bank of America, Merrill Lynch's most recent fund manager survey, allocation to U.S. stocks have reached 20% underweight. The last time that percentage was greater was in January of 2008, when the S&P was near its previous peak before crashing during the financial crisis. Now, as many of you know, the NASDAQ in particular is up about 20% this year. Not bad. And so this is causing so many investors, and clearly even money managers, to jettison their stocks in large numbers or time their way, God forbid, totally out of the market because of this impending market crash, if you will. And I hesitate to be dogmatic here about market timing because I could be dead wrong. And somebody could say, well, yeah, I was listening to Ray and I was ready to get out of the market. And he said, no, don't time the market. Alex Merguia wrote about this really about a year or so ago. And I've kept this because I find some of the stats that he quotes in here extremely compelling. So as I get to this, allow me to bring on co-host for this segment, Lynn Rowe, a certified financial planner. You, Lynn, have been faced with these decisions for many, many years in your career. And as we know, you specialize in healthcare, but for a number of years, you were doing the same thing that I was doing, helping people get retired, and they would ask you about the market. And today, let me see if this sounds familiar to you. Lynn, stocks have gone up for 8 years. They've gone up double digits. The CAPE ratio is at almost 30. Isn't it time for us to get out?
Heard it many times.
Yeah, so
except for the CAPE part.
Okay, well, that I made that part up because I know what the CAPE
is,
and so do you,
yes.
But most people don't.
That's right.
But if they're watching CNBC, if they're listening to the news, they would know that the market, by historical standards, is grossly overvalued.
That's exactly right.
So how do you address that timing issue?
Well, first of all, we need to look at their strategy, look at their goals, and match up the strategy to the goals. It's the same old story, short-term, long-term, mid-term goals, match up the assets to those goals, and make sure that they are well-positioned so that they're there for the long haul for the growth portion, and they're there for the short haul when they need that income.
So matching the assets to the liabilities, quite profound. I think I've said that a couple of times, although I put it in a different context, because with me, it's all about food. So the way I have phrased that in the past is if you need to eat tomorrow, you need to have a little bit of cash in your pocket.
Mm.
If you need to eat 20 years from tomorrow, and most of us will, then you can have cash that's invested and never the twain shall meet. Mm. You never go out short to finance a long-term liability, and you never go out long to finance a short-term liability. And frankly, if that's all you remember from this discussion, that's fine. Just ask yourself, is this a short-term need or is this a long-term need? If it's a short-term need, stay the heck away from stocks, real estate, commodities, or anything that can go down significantly in value. If it's a long-term need, then you have to ask yourself the question, how many 20-year periods in all of history have stocks lost money? Answer, zero. How many 20-year periods have stocks not beaten inflation? Answer, zero. How many 30-year periods have stocks not done at least 8%? I haven't done the math on that, but I'm fairly certain it's zero. Long-term assets cover long-term liabilities. Short-term assets cover short-term liabilities. And no one, not even Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner, is smart enough, clairvoyant enough, or effective in timing strategies enough to tell you what to do and when to do it. She is smart enough to tell you she doesn't know. That, isn't that one of the most scary things out there, where advisors actually try to convince their clients that they know something that the market doesn't?
It's very scary, Ray. I mean, I would love to borrow that crystal ball and see if it's right.
Here's what Alex Magura, I don't know how to pronounce his name, we'll just call him Alex M. When he evaluated stock returns from 1970 through 2015, he says this: there were just over 11,250 trading days during the 45-year period from 1970 to 2015. Although missing the best day would have reduced only 0.0001% of the investment time horizon, it would have reduced the investment return by 3%. So in time, 0.0001%. But you lose 3%, just missing one day. The best 5 days accounted for 0.004%. Yet 10% of the investment return. Your returns dropped by 10% if you missed 0.0004% of the investment horizon. Best 15 days, 0.001%. 23% of your investment return came from those best 15 days. This is out of 11,000 and change days, folks. And the best 25 days accounted for 0.002%, yet 33% of the investment return. And never getting in the market. And you don't think that there are people that have not gotten back in? I can guarantee you that people were so afraid. One of my best friends, and incidentally, this guy has a genius IQ. And you know who I'm talking about. He's the guy with the really big head that's super uncoordinated but very smart. Genius, not you, Curtis. Genius IQ. He bailed out of the market and hasn't gotten back in. He went through a divorce and had to liquidate assets and all that stuff. And maybe it was just laziness. Maybe it was he was scared of the market. But he hasn't gotten back in. And this isn't, you know, somebody that's only got like 20 grand. He's got several hundreds of thousands of dollars. Maybe not millions, but hundreds of thousands of dollars. He is a professional, and he is brilliant in smarts. But for whatever reason, something went on in that very, very smart brain that shut off the logic behind buy and hold. He timed his way out and didn't get back in. Very, very, very unfortunate for him. He could have probably paid for that whole divorce just with the money he would have made in the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
And trust me on this one, he got caught cheating. He is paying. Big time.
Bad.
Take a quick break. Come back with Lynn Rowe. Let's find out what she's got cooking when we return on the Ray Lucia Show. Make sure you stick around.
Can you believe people still listen to these guys? The most watched business channel in America recommended Don't Move Your Money from Bear Stearns the same month it dropped from $98 to $10 per share. America's top financial magazine voted Enron the most innovative company 6 years in a row. And a Nobel Prize-winning economist predicted the internet wouldn't become bigger than the fax machine. On Wall Street, deep pocket advertisers are the real customers. That's why we decided to create a free financial magazine with no outside ads and zero Wall Street bias. Just the unvarnished truth on what's happening in the markets. All you have to do is visit acfreemag.com. It's created by the same independent analysts who predicted the financial crisis of 2008, the bankruptcy of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and the recovery in the housing market. Read an exclusive interview with Julian Assange. Go to acfreemag.com. That's one word, acfreemag.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
So we were talking about timing the market, and this fellow's name's Alex Merguia. I'm sorry, I mispronounced his name a little bit ago. Did this, you know, this market timing chart, Lynn Rose with me, that you've seen a million times. You invest $1,000, and he did this 45-year deal that if you invested the money over that, you know, 45 years, $1,000 actually turned into $89,678 doing nothing. Missing one day cost you $9,000, $80,000. Just missing one day. And missing the five best days, you're down to $58,000. Missing the 15 best days, you're down to $33,000.
Wow.
Missing the 25 best days over 45 years, you're down to $21,000. Now, obviously, whenever I see these charts, I go, "Oh yeah, it's because you could have been the what if you missed, you know, the worst days? You'd had a gazillion dollars." Well, the point is, you can't figure out when to miss the best days or the worst days or whatever. It's impossible. If so much is riding on one or two or 15 or 25 days over 45 years, what makes you think that timing the market makes sense? As I mentioned before, the fact of the matter is this market has been overvalued. We had the guy that invented the cyclically adjusted price to earnings ratio come out and even tell us that his own ratio only accounted for 1/3 of the performance of the market. So 2/3 of the time, buying stocks when they're overvalued didn't mean squat. It doesn't matter. So missing a day, you miss a lot. So get out at your own peril. What Lynn Rowe said before the break is, what is the key here? What is your strategy, and are you matching your assets to your liabilities? If it's a 20-year from now retirement, or even 15, 10 years from now liability, that requires a different set of assets than 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, or next month. And it's really that simple. Okay, moving right along. Lynn Rowe from IWantMyLTC.net. She specializes in healthcare. We talk about retirement risks all the time. You face this every day.
Absolutely. Well, Ray, you know, it's the same thing with investing as it is with insurance planning, and that is building a strategy. What is the strategy? And the goal is to make sure that you and your family are protected. So what is the strategy to protect you, and what is the strategy to protect your family? And it gets back to, what are the highest probability events in your life? Well, one of the highest probability events if you're working is a disability. Huge probability of disability for many people, depending on their careers and so forth. Are you properly insured for it? Second, long-term care after you retire is what takes care of you when you have that kind of an issue after you retire. And you and your spouse, believe it or not, have a 70% chance of needing some form of protection for that event. And your health insurance isn't going to do it. Don't get caught up in the, well, what abouts, because it's not going to do it.
You know, you and I were just talking off the air about Medicare supplements and all that, which I know is something else that you know about that we'll cover on a different show.
Yep.
But a lot of people are fooled into believing, especially lately, the last, you know, 8 years or so, that the government's going to take care of you. And I recall Obamacare actually set out on that path and realized that it was so dang expensive, they had to ace this whole long-term care thing from the Obamacare.
There is a burning statistic, Ray, in this whole thing, and that is that 70% of the people in skilled nursing today are on public assistance. 70. Does that mean that one out of four people got it right and the other three got it wrong? Well, evidently, either that or they underestimated what the costs were going to be. They underestimated how long they were going to live, and they underestimated the probability. I don't do that. I assume that it's going
to
happen.
Well, and I think you kind of have to. And this is what real planning is all about. I think I said it last week. You hope for the best, but you plan for the worst.
Always.
And if you do that, you may end up with a couple of bucks less when you're dead and gone, but you may have lived several years longer because you didn't face the stress. I was talking to one of my doctor friends about this because it was just last week that I had the anniversary of my 2 years since the stent was put in my little heart. Remember, I was out on Lake Powell in the middle of nowhere, and they had to life flight me and all that. And it's been 2 years, and I'm doing great. Thank you for all the comments. I did get a bunch of people that emailed me on that, and I appreciate it. But I was talking to a doctor buddy of mine who actually is a cardiologist that I put in business. I don't know. This goes back almost 30 years now. Really a nice guy and a sharp guy. And he said, because, you know, he did all the tests and all that before my last surgeries, and everything was fine.
Yeah.
And I said, how can you go from no high blood pressure, no cholesterol issues, none of these other issues, to a heart attack that almost kills you.
Yeah.
And he said, stress. Why am I stressed out? I don't know. I have to examine that.
Yeah. Well, stress is obviously one of the biggest issues in many of our lives. One of the biggest stresses in a lot of people's lives is being a caregiver to a family member, which means the people who are actually the healthy members in the family now are putting themselves in situations, if they are the caregiver, the primary caregiver, that could shorten their life or put them in the situation that you were in, Ray.
Yeah, I see that with my sister, who has been the primary go-to person, still is actually, for my father. And, you know, she has been a stress case. Now that we've put him in a memory care facility, you can even tell by her texts, because she texts us and gives us updates, that she basically feels like a normal person again, as opposed to getting multiple phone calls throughout the course. And we had care full time, but every time something happened, whether it was a urinary tract infection or a fall or whatever, she's getting a call, she's running over there, she's taking them to the doctor, she's getting all stressed out. And I have a keen appreciation, because doggone it, don't call me. Yeah. I don't want that phone call. I got a couple of them.
You can't afford the stress, Ray.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe that's why. Maybe, I don't know. I've had a lot of other stressful events.
You've been there with your health. You've been there with the stress. You don't need to add to that.
Yeah, and I guess what we're talking about here, folks, which is so important, is that you got to take care of yourself.
Yes.
And one of the best ways to take care of yourself is to make sure that you have the coverages that you need. Ask any finance professor anywhere in the world, and they will tell you step one in financial planning 101 is risk management. We talk about that all the time with a safety first approach to your retirement plans and so forth. Well, you may not get to retirement if you're out in the middle of Lake Powell and you have a heart attack like I did. I was very fortunate that there was a helicopter in the air. I mean, the Lord was with me that day.
Absolutely.
There's no question about it.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, 2 days later, I was heading back to the boat to be with my kids. It was just incredible.
Yeah, it is amazing.
It really and truly is. The modern technology is fantastic. Folks, get a hold of Lynn Rowe, because she is a solutions person. I know that because we go back many, many, many years. And I've always fashioned myself, Lynn, as somebody that can come up with solutions. Sometimes you don't like them. Sometimes you don't like to hear what we're going to tell you, but that's what true professionals do. They look you in the eye and say, you got to do this. And if you don't do this, you're being really short-sighted. I want my LTC.net, 877-270-3127. What do they get when they pick up the phone and call you?
First of all, they're going to get me. They might get my voicemail if I'm working with a client, which is often, but they might at that point leave a message and say, call me back.
So there's no underling that you're going to dish them off to?
I'm going to be the one to talk to them, and we're going to set up a time to do some planning together first and find out what your health situation is today. So when we start talking about the cost of that care, the cost of that coverage, then we have kind of taken people off the table that maybe aren't going to give you the best possible rates.
But you have solutions for those that have had health issues too, do you not?
We've got all kinds of solutions, Ray. I mean, there are, depending on the state you're in, there are critical care plans, chronic care plans, home care plans that require very little pre-qualifying. So, yeah, there's all kinds of alternatives.
Lynn Rowe, do yourself a big, huge favor. We talk about the financial aspects of this stuff all the time. Today, I want you to focus on the risk aspects, because the risk aspects have a major impact on the financial aspects. Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Ray.
We'll talk again soon. Stick around. We've got a business spotlight coming up, and emails at raylucia.com. Email me, raylucia.com. If you email me right now, I'll get it up before the end of the show. That's a promise. Stick around. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
joining us on the program for today's Business Spotlight, we have Timothy Piganelli. He is a litigation consultant. Timothy, welcome to the program. How are you doing today?
Good, Ray. How are you? Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure. I am sure a lot of people are asking the same question that I asked, which is, who needs a litigation consultant, and what in the heck do you guys do?
That's a good question. Basically, we work for lawyers, assisting them in a couple facets. One is helping them paint a picture for the jury to help explain to juries through visual concepts. So we help them visually communicate to jurors, one. And then the other is the mountain of digital evidence that has become part of most lawsuits, emails, attachments, what used to be boxes of paper when I first started 27 years ago, is now all this digital evidence. And so lawyers need tools in order to swim through and manage and organize that. So we assist them with that. And that spills into Facebook admissions, text messages, Twitter, all of that kind of stuff. So we assist them really with the use of technology from a strategic standpoint. If I could, you know, that would be it.
Now, you've got a reputation as one of the top litigation consultants in the country and got some pretty high-profile trials, such as Hulk Hogan, the sex tape case. Come on now. That was my buddy Hulk Hogan who body slammed Rocky Balboa. Come on, man. You're my peeps.
I know. That was an interesting case. We were adverse Hulk Hogan. You probably read about all it in the press. I worked for the lawyers that defended Gawker Media. I think it was more exciting outside the courtroom than in the courtroom. But that is one. The experience was somewhat amazing. I mentioned before how we try to strategically visually communicate with the juror, but that was definitely a case where you just needed to roll the evidence. You know?
I know there's a storm in your neck of the woods, so we're getting cut off a little bit. But I have to ask you about one other case that you've worked on that's somewhat controversial, to say the least. Jesse Ventura versus Chris Kyle.
Yes.
Which side were you on there?
I was on the side of Chris Kyle, so the author of The American Sniper. That case was tried in Minnesota, in St. Paul. We lost the first round. It went to the appellate court, and now it's being retried. Part of the case got thrown out, so we're gonna try that again. We're just waiting for a trial date. Again, that was interesting to meet some of the Navy SEALs. I sat with Taya Kyle every day, who's a gem, a wonderful human being. A very, very interesting case, and again, spoils into the defamation. But, Ray, I don't know what it is with me and former professional wrestlers. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Well, listen, you've got a very, very fascinating history, and we certainly appreciate you being on with us. We'd like to do that again. Piganelli & Associates, you can go to the URL at www.piganelli, PIGANELLI.com. Or give them a call, 480-753-3770, if you are an attorney and looking for someone that can do litigation consulting like no other. What about consumers? What about individuals that are thinking about filing a lawsuit against someone? Do you consult with individuals that way, or is it all through attorneys?
Yeah, we don't. That's all through lawyers. We basically, our customers or clients are attorneys. So we consult to them, and anybody that's seeking counsel, we certainly can give them referrals, but they probably should reach out to a lawyer. I never like to give legal advice. I'm not a lawyer, but certainly for the typical consumer, your listener, it's a good idea to reach out to an attorney.
One final thought. O.J. Simpson, what do you think about what just happened this last week?
Interesting. I had a little bit of involvement in that case several years ago. We actually developed the software, and the Simpson defense team used it. But I think that parole is interesting. I think the parole board released him, but the public eye is a little bit different. It should be interesting to see how he fits back into society after his release. So that's interesting.
We don't have time to get into this, and I know this is your area of specialization. But social media plays a huge role, and whatever you put in a text or a tweet or an email or whatever, this is what will ultimately come out in a hearing, correct?
Exactly. Couldn't have said it any better, Ray. Watch what you put on a Facebook or a text message or anything like that. It's basically an admission by someone, and it can be construed as evidence. So all the listeners, careful about what you put on social media, Facebook, text messages, because it could come back and haunt you.
Tim Piganelli, Piganelli & Associates, Piganelli.com, just like it sounds, 480-753-3770. I'd like to talk more, but we got to run. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks,
so
Ray.
Much.
Anytime.
You
appreciate
bet.
It.
You take care. Hey, my peep, I'm so glad he was on the other side, because that Hulk Hogan one, he body slammed Rocky Balboa. I was a fan of his until then. I mean, I used to rip off my T-shirt. Okay, I didn't do that. Hit it, fellas. Let's get to some emails here. All right, we have Kenny. Kenny's first up. I have a small business and use Medicare for health insurance. Can I also have a medical reimbursement plan? Yes, Kenny, but you have to be incorporated as a C corporation to have a medical reimbursement plan. It has to be non-discriminatory. Remember, you can't discriminate on that. Now, if you're a solo practitioner, that would work just fine. So talk to your attorney before you put in a medical reimbursement plan. Remember, a medical reimbursement plan gives you the ability to reimburse yourself for any medical expenses that are deductible. And most people, you have to have 10%. You can only deduct that which is, I should say, 10% in excess of your adjusted gross income. So that's not a big deduction. So the medical reimbursement plan can make a lot of sense. Samuel is next up. Can I hire my spouse to work in the business? What would be the tax advantages or limiting conditions? Well, I'll tell you what, Samuel, I don't see a lot of tax advantages, in particular if you're already over the Social Security wage base. One of the advantages is if you have a defined benefit plan or a cash balance plan and you pay your spouse, you may be maxing out on how much you can contribute for yourself. Your spouse's income would give you the ability to also max out for the spouse. But there are employee considerations here. Again, it could work out significantly better if you didn't have a bunch of employees, because there are so-called non-discrimination rules, although many times we're able to get beyond that with certain ways of doing the testing and so forth that I don't have time to get into. If you're under the Social Security wage base, probably doesn't have much of an advantage or disadvantage. I'm out of time. Thank you so much. If you want to get a hold of me, email me, raylucia.com. Now I'll go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online.
BizTalk Radio.